This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Starting March 1st, the food and attractant storage order went into effect in the Bozeman, Hebgen Lake, Gardner, Yellowstone, and Beartooth Ranger districts of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The food storage order helps to work toward the safe coexistence between people and bears by reducing food-related bear encounters. The food and attractant storage order will be in effect through December 1st of this year. The food and attractant storage order requires that all unattended food, trash, and other attractants to bears and wildlife must be stored in one of the following approved methods: in hard-sided vehicles or enclosed trailers, in bear-resistant containers, or suspended at least 10 feet above the ground and 4 feet away from adjacent trees or poles, out of the reach of wildlife. Josh Hemingway, wildlife biologist, said, "Food storage requirements are a crucial step toward protecting both wildlife and humans. Bears and other animals are incredibly adaptive and drawn to human food sources, which can lead to conflicts. By following these regulations, we not only safeguard our wildlife, but also ensure a safer and more enjoyable experience for all visitors to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. Remember, a clean camp is a safer camp. Let's work together to minimize human-wildlife conflicts and preserve the natural beauty of the forest. Individuals who violate the food storage order may be issued a citation and held civilly liable for any damages resulting from noncompliance. For each person's safety, the safety of other forest visitors, bears, and other wildlife, people should keep their camps tidy and store food in a manner that is not accessible to wildlife." Information on the food and attractant storage order is online at the Forest Service website at fs.usda.gov. And the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee also has information at igbconline.org. A new Butte watchdog group wants to stand up for the poor and for immigrants by helping immigrant communities and those of low socioeconomic status to know their rights and to help them if they get into legal trouble. Local Butte therapist A.J. Brown started the Butte Strong Neighborhood Watch Group a few weeks ago, in light of which she called examples of government overreach around the country. Brown says, "People really don't know what their rights are. They lack education in how to navigate these systems, and the average person isn't given the resources to navigate these systems effectively. I want to help educate people so they can advocate for themselves," Brown said. The group says they want to teach people to peacefully stand up for people in need. Should they see an incident or something happening, they know the proper people to notify and the proper things to do that are legal without doing anything to escalate or cause more friction, Brown said. Butte Strong has contacts with the American Civil Liberties Union to give people in need legal representation. Butte Strong is a nonpartisan group.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.